This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I think during the break, we may have found Wiggy's calling. I mean, certainly he was. We'll get to Bill and what Bill's, why Bill refuses to answer any question ever in the history of all questions in a minute. But you may have thought that the calling of one Dwayne Wiggins was tight end in the NFL. No. Radio host. No. We were talking about the pregame show on WEEI with Gresh and Keith and Wiggy, and suggesting that Wiggy goes out and visits the tailgate every week. What if he does some kind of a Wiggy giant chicken wing tailgate of the year award at the end of the season? You know how John Madden used to hand out the giant turkey leg on Thanksgiving?
I like that. And for the best tailgate with the best food.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you do it.
Yep, that's the goal.
Wiggy is the Guy Fieri of tailgates.
Yeah. Right. You could have a cooking show. Like, you'd be very good. Yes. Everything that involves food.
Well, but see, the only problem is I'm
30-minute long.
No. We could get 30 minutes is good. I think that's the attention span. That's what Howard Stern was telling me. But I don't eat seafood, so people might be upset because I eliminate that. So that's why I probably wouldn't be a good food tasting judge, because I don't eat seafood. My wife, she eats anything. So she would be good at that, but I don't eat seafood.
You bring up Howard Stern a lot. Did you know that he just last weekend went out of his house for the first time since the beginning of COVID?
Oh, yeah.
For the first time for anything.
I get all my radio advice from him.
What is that about, though? There are still people who don't go outside.
He's a germaphobe, so he's scared of COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, and Howie Mandel.
I don't care how much money he has. I'm fine being me. Thank you. I had that type of psychosis where I couldn't leave my house, what's the point of being a billionaire?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah, that's a good point.
Kind of tone deaf to be like, I have all the money in the world, so I can bring every resource into my house. And the first time I'm going out is to like a 5-star restaurant with Jennifer Aniston.
He's become what he mocked.
About that, but it's just there are people who still, I guess, don't go outside at all and interact with other human beings. It's like, what a way to deprive yourself of life.
There are still people who drive with a mask on by themselves, and I'll never get that one.
Wiggy, you are. I see that all the time still. Yeah. What is that?
I have no clue.
But I see people walking through the seaport by themselves with a mask on out of doors.
He's right around the corner. We can get Ken in here if you want.
It's very strange.
It's the new variant that's coming. Yeah.
All right, so I think you should do that.
I'm down for it.
Talk to Ken Laird about
that. Yeah, I got to talk to Ken.
You need a roving microphone or what have.
Listen, you want me to do it on my iPhone, whatever you want.
Speaking of mic, we have a hot mic segment from earlier. Did Jackson tell you that?
Yeah, he told me we have the audio. I can pull it up.
You want to do it right now? This was my lead this morning was about giving praise to Carmen Del Orifice, who at 91 years young yesterday became the oldest supermodel ever to do a nude shoot.
Mm-hmm.
91.
Stunning.
Yeah?
No, stunning. I don't care. I don't even think any age. Stunning.
Stunning. Okay. So brought that up, and Wiggy was very interested during the break talking with Courtney about finding the full nude of 91-year-old Carmen. And here's the way that hot mic segment went.
Let's see if we can find an actual full nude picture of her.
I wonder if she was doing the shoot then.
New York Magazine, her and Beverly Johnson. Now, Beverly Johnson, though, whoo-wee. She's like 70, I think.
Oh, stunning.
Yes, Beverly Johnson, the one. Yeah, I went to school with a kid who said he was banging him. And they were in college. He was from L.A., so trying to find it. I can't find any the fully nude. Where's the fully nude? Let's see what them fun bags look like at 90.
Well, if you're looking for a sure way to grow...
sometimes those conversations between the two of them go on while I'm doing a live read.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... Wiggy just right. continues. Oftentimes talking only to himself, Curtis.
That's all right. No, but don't we want to know what... She's 91. She goes topless. So we want to see what her fun bags look like at 91, right?
I bet she's high and tight. She seems like she has it all going on.
Because you want to think like, all right, 91. When you say somebody's like, all right...
Let's see what the fun bags look like. What is this, 1975?
Like Beverly Johnson?
Wiggy suddenly found himself in Weird Science or some sort of 80s sitcom. I don't get it.
Like Beverly Johnson is still like, what
unreal.
Is it called? Like great grilf? Gilf? Is that what you would say?
A milf?
No, a great gilf.
Oh, a great grandmother, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, and that...
No, when you go to a tailgate, you find a grilf.
A grill?
A grill? That's a grill you'd like to, you know what.
Right. I can't find the full moon. Where's the full moon?
See, that's like, so to me, that's false advertising. You're telling me she's fully nude, and I go looking for...
It's got to be out. Maybe it's they're not going to put it online. It'll just be in the magazine.
I searched the internet high and wide, and I couldn't find no teats.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
See what them fun bags look like.
But I did know a kid who went to college and said he was banging Beverly Johnson.
So correct. In the Twitch chat, somebody says they love low voice Wiggy during the hot mic segments when he's just kind of talking to himself.
Oh, God, that is so good.
All right. So anyway, Curtis, you brought this up earlier briefly. What is with Mac Jones continually telling everybody that will listen that he wants to play on Sunday? I mean, do you appreciate that, or is it turning into listen to me, I want to play, I'm tough?
I thought Wiggy made a great point about this before the show, Wiggs. What were you saying about how it's not really an advantage because it's not like Zappy and Mac are different?
Right, it's not like you got to prepare for a guy like... You go from a Mac Jones, and then the next guy you go and has a skill set like Lamar Jackson. They're pretty much the same skill set as far as athleticism. So you don't really have to prepare any different from one. The only thing that Mac has probably over Zappy is he's seen more football. And so, but you don't really prepare for that.
But the fact that he's still going around telling people that, and out there at practice, the videos from media members,
he's
hobbling around.
Like, why?
But it's because, in my mind, he saw Bailey Zappe. He saw every media person, every fan getting all hyped up about him and said, I cannot let this go on much longer. Yes.
Yeah, but how did...
All we've heard about Mac is that he's in his head all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't fault him for that. I get it. But I think that he heard the noise in this case and wants to get back to prevent it.
But you're not out on the field without the coaches okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because generally what happens is a little behind the scenes, Greg, right? So if a guy's injured, there's two ways that they go about doing it. And if they know the guy's going to be out for a while, they say, hey, listen, no need to come out here, especially if you got an ankle injury. Get off your feet. Get in the training room. Do your treatment.
Right, go get your treatment.
Get your treatment, and while we're out at practice, you're getting your treatment, and then when we come back in, you can watch the film and do the meetings. But you're in there getting treatment. You're off your feet. Maybe every now and then you'll go out there just to kind of watch practice, and then you'll go back for treatment. But the fact that you're dressed, that has to be okay by the coach. So,
but it's like everybody knows it's a severe high ankle sprain. Nobody is expecting you to be back in 2 weeks.
Right.
Hey, devil's advocate, maybe Bill said, I know that the media members are going to get all the videos, all the photos of this. Mac, limp out there a little bit.
No, but
limp
why? Right, but if you're the Lions, you're not, Wiggy's right, you're not preparing any differently for Mac than you would for Bailey Zappe.
Mm-hmm. Right. What's the purpose of having Mac out there just throw footballs in his like uniform? It's one thing if he's standing on the sideline in a boot and he's just throwing footballs just because he wants to keep his arm loose or, you know, stay engaged. But
he was only, like, taped up. That was
I have to say, I am so in love with Bailey Zappe. I know I'm a sucker and an idiot, but, like, hearing him and how grateful he is for the opportunity, and this genuine. It's like Brady before he became Brady.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lot of that sort of aw shucks to him. Who the hell knows if he can play well? I don't know. But it's been a lot of fun this week to sort of see him. And you can tell Mike Reese tweeted yesterday. I sent it to the group. Players in the locker room are doing a zappy chant because he was a little nervous around the media.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's obviously ingratiated him well with the team.
No, I mean, it does have... It does have shades of Brady Bledsoe. It does, but that may be gone after the first quarter on Sunday.
That is true.
But what an opportunity, though! Yeah. If you're ever going to play against a team that sucks defensively in your first official start, I mean, this is lining up perfectly for Mr. Zappe. I mean, if he sucks against the Lions, we know he's not really that good, but it should be an opportunity for him to be successful.
But if he is good and he goes out there and it seems like guys already like him, and if he goes out there and he's a guy who's spreading the ball around, he's getting into different players and everybody feels like they're involved, where I think maybe some players felt like, all right, Mac locks in on Jacoby Myers and then Mac locked in on Devontae Parker. If he is, that's the reason why I said we could be in 5 weeks sitting here talking about fans go, or Curtis putting out in a poll, who should start against the Jets after the bye, Zappe or Mac Jones? I mean, that could be the real thing.
I think it could. I don't even think it could be. I think it will be. I'm all in.
You're all in?
I'm all in.
All in.
All in.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are because of like what Curtis is alluding to, which is it's a really good story.
Well, and also I do think that Patriots fans were not vocal with their disdain about certain things about Mac. But when you watched that game against the Ravens and he's doing the dance when they're down, it came across as kind of beneath the Patriots.
You thought so?
Totally.
I thought it was more awkward.
Doing
he's
the picture.
Like an,
it's like
an awkward. He's kind of an awkward dude.
Right.
I liked the gritty a little bit.
See, I think he's constantly look at me.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But you're a noted Mac hater.
Yeah, but Volan said it perfect yesterday. He's a tennis brat. Like, that's what he is.
Oh. He does not strike me at all as a look at me. He seems like a guy who is nervous all the time.
Trademarked Mac 10.
Yeah, and I think
he's a rookie.
Yeah, but that's his agents, his manager saying, we have to do this, we have to get ahead of it.
He's not in charge of his own name.
And I think that gritty, and I could be wrong, that... Was that after he scored or somebody else scored?
He did.
But I think it's more of the look at me becomes I hear the noise of people who say I can't do this and I can't do that. It becomes that look at me type of celebration or I'm in your face type of deal. And I think sometimes people are starting to see more of like the pouty attitude out there when things ain't going right. And I wonder how the coaches feel about that, especially a guy like Matt Patricia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Bill's right-hand man. And if he feels like, you know, like what, Matt kind of gives me a little bit of grief on this and that, you know, we don't have that really good vibe.
Mm.
Like it looked like with Zappe, when he threw his first touchdown, there was a genuine
affection.
Yes, and love between him.
Well, that's just because you have a third string quarterback in there.
But Greg, think about Patricia here, right? If anything, Mac this year was still going to be credited to Josh McDaniels because Josh is the guy that drafted and developed him and had that good rookie season. At best, he was going to stay status quo. Now, Matt Patricia, a me guy, has the opportunity with being credited with stewarding this third string nobody from Western Kentucky when a team was 1-3 and getting them back on track. It could really benefit him.
It's just wild to me to think that you're going to have a quarterback controversy between a first round pick and a fourth round pick. I mean,
a sixth round pick.
Why? Bill's done it before.
It's happened before in other places too, not just here.
Yeah. All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox finished out their 2022 season with a 4-2 win over the Rays yesterday. But was it the last time we will see Xander Bogaerts in a Boston uniform? Here's Xander as featured on last night's Red Sox postgame show presented by Nissan. Choose Nissan today for great offers on our most exciting lineup ever. Shop NissanUSA.com.
I mean, you would hope not, you know. This is all I know. You know, I'm very, very thankful for everyone that has helped me
you know, be the player that I am today. The Red Sox obviously giving me opportunity to make my big league debut, giving me my extension, you know, my arbitration years. I mean, they've blessed me and my family in that aspect also, you know, so I'm very thankful to front office ownership. I mean, also blessing me with really good teammates throughout my years. But, I mean, just the business part of it, you know, and I've never pretty much been in this situation before. So we'll see what happens.
He's gone.
Yeah,
he is gone.
Because he said it. I've been in this situation before. And guess what? I took a hometown discount. Yep. You ain't getting that this go around.
Yes. And Thursday Night Football, we will see the Colts and Broncos face off. You can listen to that game and all Thursday Night Football matchups right here on WEEI. Join in at 7:30 after Mutt at Night. And at the 99 restaurant, there's always something to celebrate, like the changing of seasons and the taste of the new seasonings. Enjoy the new St. Louis barbecue ribs, Wiggy, at your local 99. The 99 restaurant's always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 60 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny in the 70s.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We are about to go inside the warped female brain with Courtney by request of a gentleman who listens to this program. So we'll do that in a minute. But
is that gentleman Dale?
No. I don't think so.
Dale here.
I'm excited for this.
You are?
Because being, I wasn't many, but I think it was like one or two with Danielle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Courtney, where they're two different females and women, like to kind of get the different perspectives.
Well, it's pretty simple. If you're a guy... and you are unable to understand what is going on inside the brain of the one you care about, you may ask Courtney to explain that to you.
Yeah.
And you can simply text your question on the text line, which is 37937, or you can ask it in the Twitch chat or on the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
And the question that, so this guy DM'd you.
Yeah.
Don't use his name.
Okay. He DM'd me.
Just call him DA.
What was his question?
He is joining the dating apps for the first time. He's dipping his toe into that pool.
Yeah. All right.
And he was wondering what photos he should select to attract a woman.
Well, don't you just pick like whatever you think?
No, this is an art form, Greg. Right. And let me tell you, there are some that are immediate no's. So
oh, really?
I sent him my list of things not to put.
Okay.
Because you should show your personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But immediately off the bat, if you're going to post a shirtless photo, it's got to be a group photo. It can't be just you on the beach posing. That's fine for a lady,
a shirtless group photo?
A lot.
Yeah, I know, right?
You just begged us to talk about an ad so you can show a shirtless group photo.
I could name
put that up. Throw that up on the Twitch again, Ethan. Me shirtless in the shower.
Yeah.
Look pretty good.
I feel like that would be, if I was single and I was getting back out there, it would definitely be shirt off.
No. Unless it's a group photo or you're on a boat catching a fish. If you're a fish guy, you like to go fishing, that's the way to show off your bod and also a hobby of yours.
Okay.
Another one, none at the gym. Stop with the gym mirror photos.
Wow.
Flexing.
No, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about planking?
Not.
No,
Greg.
Okay, not at the gym.
What if somebody took a picture of you at the gym? That don't work either?
Just keep it off. Unless you're looking for some gym influencer partner, keep it off.
This is the most engaged Greg has been in a segment in 3 years.
He's taking notes over here. It's unbelievable.
All right.
Anything with your ex, stop. Okay. That is, I don't care if you look great in the photo. Do not put a photo of your
isn't
ex.
Isn't that like trying to flex it? Hey, you know, at least somebody would have dated me at some point.
No.
Well, maybe
point.
Look how good my ex looks, so I'm looking for nothing but tens.
No. To me, that's, okay, let's wait till we're actually dating for me to try to compare myself to your ex. Right. I don't need to do it off the bat. When all of your photos are with your mom or with your sister,
really?
That's going to tell me that your mom or sister has some emotional competition going on.
Oh, wow.
And I'm never going to be able to compare.
I thought it was the love that you have for your mama.
No, right? I once went on a date with a guy, a few dates actually, and he was a very handsome man, very nice. Every single photo was he and his sister. And I'm like, once I get in.
So did that creep you out, kind of?
Well, no, it was more, I'm going to get introduced to this family one day. Right. And the sister, obviously.
Always going to have her eyes out for you.
She's going to hate me. She is going to hate me.
Would you assume maybe she'd like you?
No.
Well, like, oh, she don't treat my brother the way he's supposed to be treated I treat him right.
What do you think about pictures of you standing on a crate in a dating spot?
Dale here.
Oh, stop.
What about. In the Twitch chat, what about selfies?
So selfies are not it for a guy. I just think, and mostly every time I've seen a selfie of a guy, it's them like laying in bed. You think it's seductive. It's not. Not giving the right message. I'm a sucker for a guy in a hat. Forwards, backwards. I prefer backwards hats. But if you have it on in every photo, that tells me that you're bald and you're trying to hide it.
Right.
Bald is beautiful. Show that off.
Okay.
A lot of girls will like that.
In every photo, the dude is bald and is ashamed.
You want to really see what type of letters you're working with under there.
Yep.
Like, whoa, wait a second. Three strands of hair?
Yeah.
Easy for you to say, Mr. Big Hair Wiggy.
And now
obscure reference, Greg, Seinfeld episode. She was bald. You're bald.
Okay.
I also think with the rise of popularity when it comes to the Grand or Memoir, all of these clubs, I've found it when I was on the dating apps to be more common that guys would take photos at their table holding stacks of money.
Okay.
No
money photos?
If you're doing money photos and you're not a professional
athlete,
not a professional athlete, you don't have money.
I feel like
you are posing with a prop.
I feel like these are all the things that if I was single, I'd be posting.
Really?
Yeah.
You played in the NFL.
But you want to still show that you can floss.
No, that is not.
What about
that is
in
not
front
showing.
Of a vehicle?
Uh-huh. No, Wiggy. No. Wiggy. No. And then lastly, guns.
Guns
were an immediate turn off for me when I was going through.
What about the gun show? Like, what about posting the gun show at the gym?
No. Just like post, candid photos that your friends took of you out at a bar. Talk to your female friends before you post something, and they're going to tell you honestly, yes or no. Okay. I went through one of my guy friends and completely rearranged his entire profile, and the dates started flowing.
Really? What about photos with dogs?
Dogs, great talking point. I don't think the dog should be in every photo.
Ooh, I got another one. What about photos with kids?
Your kids? Actually, Wiggy.
Okay.
I just read an article from a dating expert who said don't put your kids on because this is a dating website. It's not for the kids. I actually think it's extremely helpful for you to post a photo if you have a child.
Yeah.
It attracts certain women. It also will turn some women away, but you don't want them in your life anyway if you have a child and they're not ready for that.
What about suited and booted? Like a fresh, I got my Quazo suits.
Yes.
Like,
I will tell you, it was
what a way to shoehorn that puppy in.
I want to know. Always finds a way to work a good plug in there.
I was ever single,
subtle as a jackhammer,
I'd have a lot of these things. Jewelry.
It was a photo of Santo all dressed up in a tux that really did it for me.
Okay.
That was the one that, made me pine after him.
All right, so that's good.
Yep.
781 text. Girl I broke up with last month sent me a text at 2 a.m. last night saying, I'm here.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Well, if you've had no contact, that means to me she sent it to the wrong person.
Accidentally or on purpose.
Okay, so you could go back and forth. I don't know the girl. If she seems like a manipulative female, then she sent it on purpose to get into your mind to make you think that she was meeting up with some other guy at 2 a.m. If she's not that way, if she's just, loses her train of thought sometimes, she was at somebody else's apartment and accidentally sent it to
she's
you.
She's for those streets.
What if somebody sends a cheesesteak with extra butter to the wrong address?
617 text. I've been talking to a girl for 2 weeks, have gone on 3 dates, sometimes she doesn't text me back for a full day.
Oh, let her go. Let her go.
What is that about?
Yeah.
Like, isn't it polite to text somebody back?
And it's right. The easiest thing. I don't understand when you meet somebody and they're like, I'm a bad texter. For me, when I was dating, if a guy said that to me, immediately I was out because I am a very good texter and my anxiety obviously very high at all times. So if I didn't get a response back in a day, that is not it. And if that will just continue throughout the dating period, you want somebody that's not going to play games. That person's playing games if they don't respond.
So then that person is like, cause she, it seems like she's still going on dates with this dude, but what is that telling? Is he like just using them for something?
Yeah. I mean, some girls go on dates for a free meal.
All right.
Did you,
that is
by
awful.
The way,
they do.
They do.
Some
they
do.
Just
yeah.
for a meal.
Have you ever done that?
That's
there was
yes.
no, there was what I'll be honest. There was one date I went on, and I was at a period where I was dating like it was a full time job, all and right. my mom kept telling me, "You got to get out there, Courtney. You got to get out there." And I was out for drinks with a few of my friends, and I did not want to go on this date. Okay. I was having so much fun with my friends, and got to the point where I had to leave, and I was like, "Should I just cancel?" No, don't cancel. And I said, I'm not proud of it. I said, well, we're going to a nice restaurant, so at least I'll get a good meal out of it. I went. We weren't having a meal. We were just having drinks at the bar. So I was kicking myself, stayed for one drink, and I remember
you should
it was...
just ordered an entree or something.
No, he didn't even pay for my drink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bonneton.
No, I got there, and he was already standing with his drink. He said, I got my margarita. You should go get one.
Oh, my God.
I said, well, I can only stay for one. Big day tomorrow, BC Notre Dame. I have an early morning. He said, isn't that a night game? I said, yes.
Is it a must that if a guy is like dating, like women want them to buy drinks or no?
Yes. If okay. you ask me on a date, you are paying.
Oh, okay.
That is...
And don't feel bad. Greg gets free lunches every day with totally random people.
413 text. Met a woman through a work client relationship who I would like to ask out. What is the best way to do that without seeming creepy since it is a work relationship?
Mm.
But it's not like a work with.
Yeah,
it's not
met
like
through a client. So, yeah,
so
to
it's
me,
like that person is a salesperson, and the person was the client or something.
Yeah, that could get a little dicey if you're working directly with them. I would tread lightly.
But
be careful.
But how does he send the message and find out if she wants to?
Right.
She would be interested in it.
The way he worded it made it seem like there was a connection that introduced them. Go to that connection. Say, hey, I'm kind of interested in Cindy Lou Who. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you reach out to her and see maybe if she was feeling me too? Mm-hmm. Use that connection before you just jump in, you know, feet first and try to.
Did that message say thanks, Ime?
too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
You're a savage.
Yikes.
You're a savage.
But yeah, I have.
Wiggy, you have been on it this segment.
One of my college roommates went out with a client of hers, and
I got
they
plenty
got
of free time. eBay.
617 text. Speaking of paying, do you expect the man to pay every single time? You being women.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I buy Santo coffee and lunch.
No, like in the dating world.
Do women expect? Is the expectation that the guy is going to...
Yes, if the guy...
Even if a woman asks a guy out?
No, see, if I were to ask a guy out, then I would understand. Mm. I would, as soon as we got to the bar or to dinner, I'd say, this is on me. This is on me. I asked you out, you know, whatever.
Do women do that, though? Do they ask guys out?
I never did, but...
Right. So, and for that question,
I'm just saying because I wanted to see if the guy had manners.
Well, I wouldn't think that most women would ask guys out, but that's a good question from that guy. Like if guys are going on dates, they're trying to date and going on dates with women. Are women expecting him to pay all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes a woman will say, oh, do you want to split it? If you say yes, then that is telling her that this is a friendship, not a relationship.
Oh,
you
really?
Are not. You are not getting lucky after that date, let me tell you.
Do you, 508 text, should you give a woman your number or ask for hers?
Yeah. I would say if you were at a bar What I do with my single friends is I grab one a napkin or one of the little coasters, uh-huh. write the number on, have the bartender give it. I think if you do it that way, it's less creepy. A lot of women will fit, you know, that's what I hear from a lot of guys is mm-hmm. I don't want to be called a creep or anyone to think I'm creepy. If you just send over your number on a napkin or a little coaster with your name and say, hey, think you're really cute. Here's my number. If you're single and willing, then that opens up the door for her. I would actually take that as way better than a guy asking for my number.
This is Steve. Steve, what's up?
Good morning, Joe. So, Coco, bios, yes. What do you put in there? Do you put something about you? Do you put a quippy line? What do you do with that?
The bio, what, on a dating app thing?
Yep. Yeah.
I always like the quippy line. I think that that's always cute. To give something of your personality, I remember Santos. Santos was... I love Harry Potter, and I love throwing a good dinner party.
Weren't you like Ned?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, same. So if it's
I love butternut squash.
For Steve, I would say don't spend too much time on the bio. If it's really long, no one's going to read the whole thing.
Are office quotes too much?
Ooh.
I saw a lot of office quotes out there.
Well, if it's an office quote, then you have to assume that everybody's watched The Office, so...
Do you ever, like, in the bio, because mm-hmm. I'm wondering, like, you know, a lot of people meet online. Do you ever, like, put your, like, let them know, like, hey, I'm a freak. Oh. Like, you know, like the sexual stuff. So, like, when people go to your bio.
Where your mind goes on things immediately is.
No, because.
I have never.
That's the bio. I like freaky stuff.
Because.
Like, do you really think, do you really think.
My name is Mike. Missionary ain't for me.
Like, well, do you really think that's going to get you a lot of interest on a dating app?
Well, listen, you got to understand, right? If people are.
Super freaks only.
Yeah. Right? If people. Prefer first date to be in my sex dungeon.
But if people are.
Only come if you have handcuffs.
If people are on dating sites, and a lot of times what ends up happening, it seems like, in the dating world.
Do you like bondage?
They're not compatible. Some people like to go out, they like to have good time, and then it's like, that's
a,
like.
But that's what a first date is for getting to know the person more than just their photos.
And it's wasted 2 months with this guy, and then I had sex with him, and it was horrible. Like, you don't
How do you hear those stories?
You see them on social media all the time.
Are there support groups?
Well, you're not. I mean, isn't every dude who's on one of those things, if they were going to declare that they're great in bed, like, I mean, every person's going to say that.
I watch, like, Ready to Love. There's a lot of these shows that my wife and I watch where they're, like, dating shows, and then you get to see, like, people in that dating world. And you hear women all the time, oh, I wasted 2 months with this guy. I finally had sex with him, and it was horrible.
I don't know. I think that you could tell a lot about your chemistry with somebody or your compatibility with just a simple makeout. And, you know, sometimes I didn't always kiss on the first date.
Okay.
But when I did, I knew if the chemistry was there or not. Right. I didn't need to,
But that's why I'm saying, in the world of social media and you having a profile, should you put that in your profile like that, I'm a sexual person?
No, I would leave that off. If I saw that, I would think that you were just down to bone. You weren't looking for anything serious. You know?
I'm down to swing. Like, what?
I love Wiggy. That was the greatest moment of this show. I love you so much.
Listen, you watch a lot of these, whether it's The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you watch a lot of these shows, and usually the reason why people are not compatible is because of two things, sex and money. Mm-hmm. So should you be putting these things in your profile if you're, you know, a guy or a girl, like letting people know, hey, I got money, right? So don't people put in their profile, I make more than six figures a year?
No, nobody's putting that in their profile. The only thing that I would say is in a profile that is kind of a nod to, like, ooh, okay, for some ladies, like the guys that say they went to Harvard. It's like, okay.
Oh, but how are you supposed to know in a profile if the guy's not telling you what he does for a living? He might look fine, and next thing you know, he lives on his mama's couch.
You'll know that pretty quickly. He's not going to be taking you to Moo in the Seaport. He's going to be taking you to KFC.
But don't you make a connection through, like, Chime, you said you met your girl online too, right?
Yep.
And don't you make a connection?
What air pressure do you have, Rack, currently? Uh-huh.
Yes. Whoa. You've met her.
Oh my god.
He's got one of those wireless remote batteries.
All right, inside the warp female brain is what we're doing.
Ideal right. gas law.
Oh gosh.
508 text. Lunch or brunch versus dinner for a first time meeting up.
Boozy brunch is always the best.
Yeah, I would say first time meeting up, that's always, it'll show if the girl really likes you. Because if she's choosing to go to brunch with you over, you know, the plans that she has on that Saturday or Sunday, the girl's into you. So I would say do that.
Okay. Well, I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wiki's going to ask, do you wear clothes?
No. The other thing is, like, the timing, right? How long would you go, you know, continue to talk to somebody before, like, you got to have sex with that person?
In your bio. Only reply if you bang after two sentences.
Oh, no. Because
how long does it... different.
But how long does a guy...
A texter says we should do a Wiggy dating profile. Let him do it. And then review what it looks like on one of the apps.
Well, how long does a guy wait to date a woman before he's like, all right, well, listen, she's not into
me. Well, now you're going inside. We used to do Inside the Simple Male Mind with LB. So now we would have to do Inside the Simple Male Mind with
Wiggy. For you, how long would you
Wiggy's, wait? Wiggy's side would say, not big on small talk.
How long would you date somebody, and if they weren't having sex with you, you say goodbye?
I would probably say 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weeks, how many dates over those 3 weeks?
Like, let's say if we're going out twice a week.
Yeah, 6 dates, that's...
Right, I'm like, by that time, you either know that you want to have sex with me and I want to have sex with you, and let's see if we're compatible or if not. And if it is that bad, then you just break it off after that, right?
Yeah.
Good point in the Twitch chat. With me, it is 2 slow dances at a wedding. And then... All right. So we like the should we do it monthly or whatever?
I
feel like I learn a lot. Okay. You know what all I mean? Right. Okay. I mean, listen, I've been married almost 30 years and I still don't know what my wife's thinking.
All right. Want to remind you quickly that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at weei.com every day, or you can download the Audacy app. That is AUDACY. And then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. And that includes tomorrow morning, Patriots Friday, Devin McCourty at 7:20. Just looking on Bumble, and I see Dwayne Wiggins from Brooklyn. Super freak. That's all it says. It's super freak.
I'm going to be straight up. If I was single, I'd be straight up. Listen, I like to have sex. I'm into sports.
And weed.
And, you know, the people do that.
Oh, yeah, people do that.
I smoke weed.
6 figures.
Yeah, I make 6 figs.
The weight of my heart is freaky and with a slider.
I like to go to strip clubs. You're more than welcome to come. But I think that's what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
People do it on their profile anyway. They go, oh, I like to ride bikes. I like to go hiking.
Yeah.
You know.
I have a friend who loves...
people actually like to do those things, you weirdo.
Yeah, but I have a friend who loves strip clubs, and when he was going on dates, he would tell the girl, and it was, you know, he wasn't going to change just because he was getting dating.
Nothing wrong with a strip club.
No.
Strip club's like going to a bar.
You are basically a feminist if you are going to strip clubs. You're supporting a woman.
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, I feel like I'm a diehard feminist. But I thought you had to be honest. I thought that was the thing about profiles.
Yeah, don't
be honest.
Lie, but I don't think you need to.
No, but I don't think people reveal their innermost private details on the dating
apps. I'm not saying you have to say what you actually like, but if you're like, you know, I enjoy sex, maybe.
Wiggy, where are your thoughts on sex?
Maybe then the people who come to your profile, they go, all right, this person's a perfect fit for me.
Wiggy's would be like, I love sex. I'm a butt guy.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
Wiggy's the most sex positive person I know.
That is it.
Less talk, more bang.
Well, if you're putting pictures up, I want to see what type of wagon you drag.
Okay.
But Wiggy told me the other day.
What do you think about butts, Wiggy?
That the difference between white guys and black guys is that white guys look at the butt from the back.
Yes.
Black guys look from the side, right? Yeah.
What is this?
Well, we already have this conversation in the locker room. And It always came to
is
like.
Is this that's whack or that's Wiggy?
No. Okay. No, this is actually 100% Wiggy.
I had never heard this, and I was really taken aback.
Right. And so we'd always like have conversations in the locker room.
Ooh, I do like butts.
And the way white guys looked at, like, they thought people had nice butts is when they saw them pass, like, in their bikinis or whatever. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Black dudes, and, you know, not all white guys and not all black dudes, but the majority of them, they want to see that slope from the side. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? They want to see what type of mountain they climb. Okay. Where the white guy wants to see, like, the perfect W.
Apple.
Yeah, right. Apple,
yeah.
Or W.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right.
Okay.
Let me write that down.
But that's just, you know.
You're probably right. I mean, I don't find myself looking from the side.
Right. You find yourself looking from behind.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, where... Yeah. Brothers are from the side.
I guess
very
right.
Interesting.
Yeah,
very,
I mean, think about that.
We should have that NBC, The More You Know.
That is true, but that was a big conversation in our locker room.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are white guys, believe me, who love, you know, seeing it from the side. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Same way there's white guys, black dudes who like to see it from behind.
Uh-huh.
But,
amen.
But I'm learning, like...
Curtis says, that's a banger.
You know,
oh,
that's
a real man.
Greg.
I have never enjoyed my job more than I have the last 30 minutes.
Greg, you know why...
I know, it's marvelous.
You know why? My wife and I, we always have this conversation. Courtney and I were talking about this off air. We all, like, we know people that are single and they're, you know, in their 30s and 40s. And we can never understand, like, how people can't find people or can't get a man or can't do this. Because we're both, like... Well, especially her, like, she's like, if I was single, I'd have 5 guys on speed dial paying every bill and doing what, you know, I tell them to do.
Who is Mrs. Wiggins' hall pass?
Oh, you're a hall pass. So, you know.
Yep. You better pay good attention to her.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do, but we
is
all.
Something lacking in your life, Greg. You need constant affirmation.
Mrs. Wiggins and I would make beautiful music together.
Yeah, really would.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so
yeah.
If you ever screw up.
But I already told her if she ever goes somewhere else, I plan on being stalked because.
What? If she ever leaves you?
Yeah. I mean,
that's so nice.
Because we still have to hook
it's
up.
It's so nice that you're going to stalk her if things don't work out.
I already told her.
Put that in the profile.
I said, listen, we still have to hook up.
I like lemon pepper poutine and I'll stalk
so
you.
So even if you guys were to break up, you would still want to hook up.
Oh, yeah. Because let me tell you something. She is a expert in that field. And so I would feel like, oh, man. We got to hook up. But, I mean, we always say that because we watch a lot of these dating shows and everything. And we're like, how the hell people can't? It's so easy.
Well, I think
why does Wiggy have an ankle bracelet?
With all of the dating apps and dating in the same pool, it limits. For my single friends, it's like, oh, well, I know somebody who dated this guy. I know somebody who dated this guy. So that windles it down.
Yeah. All right.
Dwindle.
Well,
And we're bigger parents people, too, so it's got to be a look first. If you can't get past the look, then I don't think it works.
Mm. All right. Huh? Well, interesting stuff. You always learn something.
I'm learning.
Whether you want to or not. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.